This is Twit.
Bezos says he's going to spend his, quote, Amazon lottery winnings on space travel.
Does this mean he's going or?
Oh, that's a good question.
The price, really wants to go, doesn't he?
The price. Here he is, by the way, eating something I don't even want to know. I guess it's an iguana.
It's an iguana.
Don't eat iguanas.
That picture is going to haunt him.
That is horrible.
It is.
Don't eat iguanas,
why?
Jeff.
Why? Where was he? Why?
Somewhere not around here.
Explorers Club.
The price to admission of space. The price of admission to space is very high, said Jeff. I am in the process of converting my Amazon lottery winnings into a much lower price of admission so we can go explore the solar system as they dined on iguana.
Maybe it's a delicacy somewhere?
Well, I got to say, having been to the Galapagos, there are many, many iguanas. It's not like there's an iguana shortage.
In Costa Rica, there are many iguanas.
Many iguanas. But I don't think you should eat them. They're nice. They're sweet. They're kind.
Are they sweet?
Well, so are cows.
So are cows. True. You know, isn't that funny? It's very cultural, isn't it?
It is.
Pigs are smart. I stopped eating pork, which is really hard.
Because pigs are nice?
Because pigs are really smart. And I started thinking about eating something that was that
you
smart.
You shouldn't eat anything smart. Maybe you should eat more iguana. They're not smart. They're lizards.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't want to eat a lizard. That just doesn't even look appealing. I mean, well, I've had snake, I guess, but yeah, that was just for fun.
It would be fine if they hadn't left all of the parts on.
Yeah. Pull off a little bit. Let's go back to space travel because this is an important moment I think we've got to note here.
Bezos is definitely okay. Bezos later declined to clarify how much of his fortune he'd spent on space travel. But Paulson at the next table said Bezos could spend it all if he leaves enough to take care of his mother. Bezos is definitely not leaving mom behind. She said she's going into space. She's already been on an ocean voyage to recover F1 rocket engines.
You keep reading. This is a funny part.
A trip where the crew made accommodations for her, as Bezos recounted from the stage. When we first boarded the ship, the Norwegian captain, a very nice guy, he went to me and said, Mr. Bezos, I've taken the liberty because of your mother's on board. We never had a woman on board before, removing all the pornography from the common areas. I hope that's okay with you, I said. Yeah, it's fine. It's good, thank you. I'm sorry I did that. To be sure, plenty of great women explorers have made out pretty well in a male-dominated world anyway. They talk about some women there. And this is Bloomberg Technology. Bezos loves Earth, too. We've sent a lot of probes to every planet in the solar system. Believe me, this is the best one. You know, I'm glad to hear him say that because Elon acts as if, like, oh, we're going to save ourselves by going to Mars. And people.
Mars is a terrible place.
Yes. I think Elton John said that, but it is. And it's very, it would be very, very hard to make Mars into anything habitable for any reasonable number of people. So it's not plan B in any normal scenario. So let's keep our planet okay. The idea of space as a backup to Earth if destroyed is unmotivating, said Bezos. I want a world for my grandchildren's grandchildren to live in. I also want a dynamic world, a world that is expanding and growing. I do not believe in stasis, and this planet's finite. Well, that's a good, you know what? That's a good argument for exploring. But don't think it's because we're going to all move there. I think Jeff has his, he's got a good head on his shoulders.